How much do you actually need to retire? Some say $500,000 is enough. Others say you need $1,000,000. In this video, I'm going to not only show you the exact number that you need, but also show you how much you need to save to actually get there. But first, to figure out your number, you need to know two things. How much you can safely withdraw from your investments each year, and how much you can actually spend. Let's start with the first one. In 1994, a financial planner named William Bengen asked a simple question. If someone retires with a portfolio of stocks and bonds, how much can they withdraw every year without running out of money? To answer this, he looked at every rolling 30-year period in US market history from 1926 to 1995. This covers the Great Depression, two world wars, stagflation, Black Monday, some of the worst markets in history. So this study was very significant. And what he found was that if you use a 3% withdrawal rate, there's a 100% chance that your portfolio will never run out of money, regardless of which 30-year period you are in, and no matter what mix of stocks and bonds you held. But then, the problem with a lower withdrawal rate is that you need a much bigger pot. For example, if you spend $36,000 a year, at 3%, you will need $1.2 million saved up. At 4%, you will only need $900,000. That's $300,000 less, and that could mean years of extra work just for that extra safety margin. So 4% became the sweet spot, something that's high enough that you are not working forever to build your pot, but low enough that the money almost certainly lasts. However, with that being said, there are two big limitations of this study. The first one is this study was only tested up to 30 years. So if you want to retire early, say at 35 or 40, you need your money to last 50 to even 60 years, and this study didn't have that data. Thankfully, several researchers have since extended this study. Morningstar and the Poor Swiss ran the same analysis for 40 and even 50 year retirement periods, and what they found was that over longer periods, the 4% rule starts to break down. At 40 years, the success rate drops below 90%, but at 3.5%, even over 50 years, the success rate stays above 98%. The second limitation is that this study was all based on US market data. There was another researcher named Wade Fowle, which tested the 4% rule across 20 different countries and found that it only worked in 5 of them. The US just happened to have one of the best performing stock markets over the last century. So if your portfolio isn't heavily invested in US stocks, 4% might be too aggressive. So taking all of this into account, here's what I'm going to use for this video. I'm going to assume we will live till 100 years old. Singapore's current life expectancy is 83.8 years. But looking at this chart from SingStats, it shows that if you are 15 today, there's still a decent chance that you'll make it past 100. And with medical advances, that probability is only going to go up. So I would rather plan for living too long than risk running out of money when I'm an old bat. On top of that, markets don't always go up. In 2008, the S&P 500 dropped 37% in a single year. During the dot-com crash, it fell 3 years in a row. And if something like that happens during your retirement, it can be devastating because you risk running out of money. That's why it's always better to use a much more conservative rate, as it gives your portfolio enough buffer to survive the bad years. So if you are retiring young, like before 40, because your money needs to last 60 or more years, you could use something like a 2.5% withdrawal rate. Then if you are retiring in your 40s to mid 50s, you could use 3%. And if you are retiring closer to the standard age, like 55 to 60, you could go with 3.5%. Though, of course, in practice, most retirees don't just stick to a fixed withdrawal rate. Instead, they will also adjust their spending based on how the markets are doing, such as cutting back on travel and luxuries in the bad years, or spending more in the good years. Now, if you want to start investing, you need to keep your costs low. That's why I use Interactive Brokers. With Interactive Brokers, you are paying just 35 cents per trade on the US stock market. That's one of the lowest in the industry. They also give you access to Ireland domiciled ETFs, which can save you a chunk of dividend withholding taxes. And if you are not sure what to invest in, they also have a bunch of free company research tools built right into the platform, so you can do your homework before putting your hard-earned money in. Check out my link in the description to get started. Alright, now back to the video. So now we know how much we can safely withdraw each year. The next thing is to find out how much do Singaporeans actually spend in retirement. DBS published a retirement report in 2025, and they broke it down into three lifestyle tiers. At the bottom, you have the conservative tier at $1,600 a month. This is for someone living in an HDB, taking public transport, visiting polyclinics for healthcare, and maybe going on a couple of regional holidays a year to places like Bangkok or Hong Kong. Then you have the balance tier at $2,800 a month, still living in a HDB, but now you are taking taxis, seeing a GP instead of polyclinics, maybe hiring a part-time helper, and traveling regionally a few times a year. And the aspirational tier is $4,000 per month. That's someone in a condo or private property, going to private hospitals, having a full-time helper, and traveling internationally a couple of times a year to places like Europe or Japan. This lines up with SingStats Household Expenditure Survey. A typical HDB 3-room household spends about $3,300 a month, split between two retirees, that's roughly $1,650 each, which is pretty close to the DBS conservative tier. Meanwhile, a HDB 5-room household spends about $6,300 or around $3,001 per person, and condo households spend about $9,600, which works out to roughly $4,800 per person. Now, these are 2025 figures, so if you adjust for inflation to 2026, the conservative would become closer to $1,700 a month. Balance goes up to $3,000 a month, and aspirational is $4,300 a month. Though, there's one important point to note. All of these numbers assume that you have already paid off your home. If you are still servicing a mortgage in retirement, your number would go up significantly. Anyway, now that we have both the withdrawal rate and the spending, we can now finally calculate how much we need for retirement. Check this out. If you want to retire at 30, depending on your lifestyle, you will need anywhere from $816,000 all the way up to over $2 million. That's a lot of money, yeah? But thankfully, the later you retire, the less you need. By 50, the balance number drops to $1.2 million. By 60, it's just over $1 million, which makes sense because the shorter your retirement, the less money you need lah, duh. Now, all these numbers are based on a single person. If you are saving up for retirement as a couple, the total goes up by only about 1.5 times and not double. That's because you get the share costs like housing and utilities. And since you are splitting between two, each person actually needs to save less than going solo. As the saying goes, teamwork makes the dream work. Now, switching back to the single wheel, these numbers still don't account for one magical thing that every Singaporean has, CPF Life. After you turn 65, CPF Life starts paying you money for as long as you live. So if we add CPF into the picture, the numbers would change quite a bit. Once you hit 65 under the full retirement sum, CPF Life will start paying you roughly $1,780 a month. With that amount, it will actually cover the entire conservative tier of $1,700 a month. What this tells us is that your investment pot doesn't have to do all the work. Instead, CPF can also help a big chunk of it. And depending on your spending tier, it might even take care of most or even all of the basic needs after 65. Okay, so now you know how much you need to save up. The next question is, how much do you actually need to invest each month to get there? Here, I've built a retirement calculator. If you are 25 and want to retire at 40 on a balanced lifestyle without CPF, assuming an average return of 5%, you will need to invest over $5,000 a month. Jose Bo, that's more than most people's entire take-home pay. But if you push that retirement age to 55 and toggle on CPF FRS, the monthly number drops dramatically to roughly $610 a month. That's probably less than what most people spend on Grab and dining out. And here's the important point. The earlier you start, the less money you need. For example, if you start at 25, you have 30 years of compounding working for you. But if you start at 35 instead, you will need roughly double the monthly amount to hit the same target. This means that for every year you wait to start investing, you will need to put in more each month to catch up. Also, here's something else to keep in mind. Your investment pot doesn't have to do it alone. Most Singaporean retirees get income from multiple sources, whether it is CPF payouts, investment returns, rental income, and even government transfers like GST vouchers and CDC vouchers. At the end of the day, retirement isn't about hitting some magic number. It is about knowing your number and working backwards from there. Figure out how much you want to spend, pick your target age, and start putting money away every month. For a lot of people, achieving a comfortable retirement is a lot more doable than they think. I've linked the retirement calculator in the description, so feel free to plug in your own numbers and see for yourself. Anyway, that's all for this video. Hope you found it useful. Like, share, and subscribe as I'll be posting new videos every week.